And joined in studio this morning by Alyssa Hanna and Joy Newcomb from Brick Street Theater, talking about the upcoming performance of Miracle on 34th Street. And as I look outside, I see some snow, and it kind of feels Christmassy.
It certainly does.
If you like snow, thank you. If you don't, it's not us.
It's not our
fault.
Perfect
for the show. Yes, good morning.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this show. I know people are pretty familiar with it, with the movie especially, and this goes back quite a ways.
Yeah. The movie came out in 1947. We're celebrating 75 years since that release, which is kind of crazy. But Meredith Willson decided to make a musical version of it. So that debuted in 1963. He added some fun numbers and just made it even better. Sometimes I watch things and I'm like, this would be so much better as a musical. Meredith Willson took care of that for us.
And Meredith Willson is another name that has some local significance as well.
It does.
Absolutely.
And if people are fan of his, they're going to recognize his style in the music.
Yep.
There's even a number. He does this trick, what he did in The Music Man, where he had 76 trombones be the same tune as Goodnight, My Someone. Mm-hmm. He does it again in this show with two songs, one called Plastic Alligators and another called That Man Over There is Santa Claus. So He has his little tricks. And he even has some talk singing songs in there, very a la Harold Hill for performers. So if you and band music.
Oh, yeah.
So if you love Meredith Willson, you're going to love this.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the performance coming up, several performances coming up in the month of December at the Brick Street Theater. Actually, be at the Bowman Fine Arts Center.
Correct.
For this show.
Big one. It's a big musical.
Yeah, so our summer and winter shows will always be at the Bowman Fine Arts Center. So that's a great, great venue to do these big shows. We're so excited about that. But yeah, December 9th through the 11th and 16th through the 18th. Excuse me. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, those two weekends.
So there'll be several chances for people to come see the shows. The Saturday show is at 7 p.m. And Sunday is the matinee at 2 o'clock.
Yes, indeed.
Visiting with Alyssa Hanna and Joy Newcomb from Brick Street Theater. And let's talk a little bit about the cast for the musical.
Yeah, we have a great cast. We have nearly one dozen new to the stage with Brick Street Theater performers. And that is always amazing. We love bringing new people in.
A Brick Street Theater debut we celebrate.
Yes,
and we absolutely hope to have a positive experience and come back and That proves to be true most of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Hopefully and so, all the time.
right, yeah. And we have Daylin Coombs. Mm-hmm. She was just in Mousetrap with Brick Street Theater. Okay. She is our Susan Walker. And then we have newcomer Emily Charleston from Lake Mills. She goes to Lake Mills School. She is our Susan Walker. Did I say that wrong?
No, that's correct.
Okay, I thought I said Susan correct. Twice. No, yes, Susan Walker. And then Sean Thompson is our Fred. And George Mortimer from Mason City, he is our Chris Kringle. So, and he's been in a couple shows with us as well. I'm coming all the way from Mason City. So that's always a joy to be pulling those people from different communities into Brick Street Theater.
And it's a large cast that's come together, too.
It is. We've got 36 in our cast. And add more with our production crew, like all of the behind-the-scenes people. I mean, it takes a ton of people to run a community theater, and we are so thankful that we have
from young to several years retired.
Oh, yes.
We'll say it that way.
Yes, I think our youngest is 7.
Uh-huh. And our oldest, we don't know how old.
Retired, maybe.
But very young still.
Young at heart,
at heart, for sure. Very, very young at heart. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Now, if someone wants to get tickets for this, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah.
They can go to the website, brickstreettheater.org, and just spell theater, R-E. Mm-hmm. Or you can call the box office at 641-585-1800 and leave a message, and then our artistic director will get back to you. Or if you like to get your tickets in person and have someone assist you and choose your seats with the diagram, we have box office days.
Okay.
So every Saturday from now until we open, mm-hmm. box office at our Brick Street Theater location on Highway 69 South, just south of Forest City Inn. You can go there on Saturday mornings from 9:30 to noon, and you can buy your tickets in person.
Tickets are on sale right now, then.
Right.
Correct.
Now.
Yeah.
And they are genuinely going fast.
We have had the biggest opening ticket sales week we have ever had in the history of Brick Street, so that's pretty exciting. We also have a special fun promotion coming up here.
Right. We want people to be looking for this one. Beginning the Monday after Thanksgiving, pay attention in the grocery stores. here, and we thank Hy-Vee in Forest City and Hy-Vee in Garner and David's Foods in Lake Mills. They're going to be the locations for our Santa mailboxes.
Okay.
Because Santa plays a very significant role in this movie. And we, children of all ages, literally all ages, will have the ability to put a letter to Santa in that mailbox that we will deliver on stage during
yes.
the shows.
So, yeah, if you're familiar with the musical or Miracle on 34th Street, that's a very pivotal part of the show, the mail. And so
mail in the mailbags, and yes. you will have your red envelope in there delivered to Santa on stage. We might open some a little early and share ahead of time what some of them say. What
yep,
they're
on
being
social
invited
media.
On social media. What they're being invited to share is their favorite Christmas memory.
Okay, well, that'd be kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, and we're also going to draw for tickets.
Yep, if you put your envelope in the mailbox, we have 2 days where we'll be drawing for a pair of tickets. So when you see those mailboxes, go ahead and fill out the little form, put it in a red envelope, stick it in the mailbox, and we have minions that will be going around and collecting those.
We don't have minions, we have elves.
Elves. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. They're Christmas elves. That's right.
Is it this coming Monday, the Monday of Thanksgiving?
The Monday after Thanksgiving.
The Monday after
No, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
No, you're
no,
fine.
No, it yeah. is the Monday of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Thank you for correcting
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're fine.
So as you're shopping for your food,
yes.
that's
yes.
right. I'm off. I'm Thanksgiving.
We're adding weeks.
Here.
Be the 21st.
We're going to open very soon.
Yes, right.
The very yes.
I had to cheat and look at the calendar.
No,
so.
I know. So, okay, correct all of that. And
yes.
this is coming up. It's this Monday. We'll have those mailboxes out. They're white with candy pole stripe, and
they're
you'll
so
recognize
pretty.
Them.
Yes.
You'll recognize
yep.
them.
Be looking for those.
Now, we're getting somewhat close to the year end. I know year end giving is something, too, that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Season passes, oh, well, that's a different thing, but season passes are something to pay attention
okay.
for Christmas gifts.
Absolutely.
A year-end giving, Brick Street Theater survives on donations. We're a nonprofit organization, and what we put on for you is what we are able to do because of support from people. Grants are excellent to help with some things, but we live and breathe on what people donate mm-hmm. to
yep.
help put up the show. Because
for
we're,
sure.
we never know if a show is going to be a hit and if people will come through the doors. So we put every show together on faith that it will be well received and we can make our margins. But if you like community theater here, if you like having live theater to go and enjoy, we would appreciate having you put us on your charitable giving list for end of year and giving a gift for us.
Yep. And in addition to just regular year-end giving, we are in the midst of our capital campaign
sure.
still. So those would be, you know, potentially bigger gifts to outfitter. We've already done our construction phase of our building. Mm-hmm. Now we're working towards getting a quality sound system and some other things that need to happen for our space to be amazing for our audiences and cast. So that is also a good way to get plugged in our capital campaign giving.
If you're considering a gift, our website's a good way to do
sure.
it. Or
yep.
at the show, at the
okay.
box office, you can
yep.
drop off something. Or again, at the physical location, you can bring a check.
Because you do have a lot of expenses that go along with these shows,
oh,
too.
Absolutely.
Just to get the rights to perform it on stage.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep,
absolutely.
That's often half of our budget, the rights.
Our cast and crew and our directors, including Alyssa Hanna especially here, we're very good at being frugal with what we get.
Yes.
And recycling our sets and things, but there's always new things to add. You'll be
yep.
surprised at what comes up in a show like this about how many costumes, and if you want it to be a period piece, you need to get the right kind of stuff. So, and even props, just finding the right
sure.
kind of props to make it come alive on stage for people.
Yep, for sure.
And how nice is it that you can do this at the Bowman Fine Arts Center?
Beautiful.
It is great. Mm-hmm. It is great. But yeah, we also have our new space
sure.
that we've been in over a year. So we do our spring and our fall shows there. And that has been a real huge, honestly, asset to our community and to Brick Street Theater as a whole to have a place to do those things and rehearsals and everything like that. Which brings us to our 2023 season.
Right, our 2023 season. Ooh. We have something that people can buy for Christmas.
Yes.
Okay.
Our season passes. And the season passes work this way. If you buy them for our season of shows, which is August Osage County in the spring, Brigadoon, a classic this summer, that's a musical, and it's followed up by a smaller musical at the Bowman,
at
our Brick Street location, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Okay.
And then a year from now, our Christmas show is The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. But those season passes will allow you four tickets. Okay. So you could choose to do one per show, or with our Flex Pass scheduling, you can go in and if there's one you want to treat people to or take, you know, you and mm-hmm. three people to,
yep.
you could do them all in one show, or you could do two of this show, do another. So it's flexible. Our season passes allow you to just have four tickets at a reduced price.
Yep. It's $55 for adults okay. and $40 for kiddos. For those students. Flex passes, students, excuse me.
Now, Miracle on 34th Street coming up on December 9th through the 11th, the 16th through the 18th, and Friday and Saturdays at 7,
yes.
Sundays at 2, and the tickets at the BrickStreetTheater.org or call the box office.
Yes.
You
yes.
got it.
We will see you soon.
We hope it's a part of people's Christmas traditions.
Oh, it sure is
I'm
mine.
Sure it has been because the musical, the Christmas performance has gone over very well over the last yeah. few years.
Absolutely. Yes. So. Yes. Since and White Queen, we came back with White Christmas all those years ago.
Well, there's one before that.
The White Christmas? No.
Lion, the Witch in the Wardrobe.
Was it? Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. Was it?
That was a December Christmas song.
Well, for me, it was White Christmas.
And then Christmas, they're not always a musical. Sometimes they're a play, okay. but there's yeah. always Christmas music in it.
Sure.
And the big number from this one, I just want to make sure people know, is it's beginning to look a lot yes. like Christmas. So. That's maybe why the snow showed up.
I think you're probably
maybe
right.
Maybe why the snow showed up.
So we can blame you then?
Meredith. Let's blame
okay.
Meredith.
All right, we'll do
it
that.
Meredith Wilson. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It is.
Miracle on 34th Street, the musical.
Yay.
I do want to thank Alyssa Hanna and Joy Newcomb from Brick Street Theater for taking time to visit with us today talking about the upcoming performance of Miracle on 34th Street at the Bowman Fine Arts Center in Forest City.